Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Coordinator day out in Ashburn. Cliff Kingsbury speaking. Joe Witt Jr. actually speaking right now. Kingsbury has already talked. He weighed in from his perspective on the final play of the game on Sunday, the Hail Mary to beat Chicago.
Throughout the course of the year, it's crazy. We have a guy on our staff, Dave Rye, who's been part of five now. So three in Green Bay, one in Arizona, one here. So he's kind of the expert. But when we got to Arizona my first year, he and Tom Clements, who's Green Bay quarterback coach, legendary, one of the best quarterback coaches of all time, Coach Favre, Rogers, all those guys, they kind of installed it like this was just going to happen. Like, it's a normal play. I'm like, this shit never happened. Like, what are y'all talking about? But they've been a part of three with Rogers. So we kind of bought in and have been fortunate to be a part of two of them. And the guys, I mean, it's about players, not plays, like I said. And the guys just executed flawlessly. And incredible play by those guys.
I mean, having gone through it once before, is it still as shocking and, like, sort of the holy... You know what?
Oh, there's no doubt. And the last one was COVID, so there were no fans, and it was just kind of us screaming. So this was a lot more exciting, and that was really kind of an incredible play. And he saw Hop one-on-one and took his chance of just Hop going up and making a play, and this one took everybody. And, so that was really special.
That was Kingsbury. Who did he say was a part of six of them, including with Green Bay? I didn't hear who he said.
There's a guy on the staff. Let me see if I can find his... his name there that was with him in Arizona as well.
Yeah. Okay. The play that they Kyler Murray had one to DeAndre Hopkins to beat Buffalo in 2021, 2022. Kingsbury was the coach. It must have been 2021 if he said no fans were there, if it was COVID 2020 or 2021. But maybe it was 2020, but that was, you know, Kyler Murray running around and just heaving it as he was about to get hit, if my memory's right. And Hopkins came down for it. It was not executed the same way this one was, where it was a tip backwards. Be a play that people talk about for a long time to come, and Kingsbury's been a part of it. Look, whoever he's referring to, is it this guy Andre Coleman?
Hold on, I'm listening to it back so I can get his name.
Okay. It's not Blau. Blau wasn't in Green Bay. It's not Pritchard. He wasn't in Green Bay. I don't know. We'll see. But, you know, Aaron Rodgers has, what, five of them now? Something like that. But
I think he said Dave Gardy was the guy.
Oh, Dave Gardy?
Yeah, Dave Gardy.
Well, no, Dave Gardy is the guy that came from the league office. He's the guy that's helping Dan out during the game, Quinn out, with a lot of the timeout stuff and the two-point stuff and the game management stuff. He's the guy that's been in the league office forever. Dave Gardy is the
Dave Rogers
managing, game managing guy. I'm sorry?
Dave Rogers. So he's not officially listed on the staff on the website. He must be some sort of assistant or quality control guy.
Okay, got it. So the price on the NFC East division right now, Philly's a slight favorite. They're like a minus 125, 127 favorite. Washington now back to like plus 135, plus 140, somewhere in that area. Washington was the favorite prior to this week, but Philly going to Cincinnati and winning by 20, you know, has odds makers now believing Philly is the favorite to win the division. ESPN put something out yesterday. It was essentially a first half, you know, what we've learned, what, you know, what's coming next, and then They've got their, you know, analytics department putting together the percentage chance to make the playoffs and the percentage chance to win the division. I'll be honest with you, I typically don't pay attention to a lot of this, but I was reading the division sort of profiles, and I saw the percentages, and Philly is right now 51.3% chance to win the division. Don't ask me, by the way, what goes into this. I have no idea what goes into this 51.3%. I'm not a big, you know, in-game win probability guy. Unless, you know, after the fact, it was like at 99.7% and somehow that team lost. But I think a lot of this, honestly, in many ways is for entertainment purposes only. But Washington's percentage to win the division is 45.2%. So Philly's advantage is, you know, basically 6%, 6.1% greater to win the division. I don't feel that way right now. I actually feel like, you know, look, Philly's very talented, but I still feel like they could teeter at any point into, you know, dysfunction, etc. Now, they did add a very special player. There is no doubt that Saquon Barkley has been a massive difference maker. And on offense, with Barkley and A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, they have massive game-changing players. They have more. Washington has the best of the game-changing players, the quarterback Jaden Daniels. But Saquon Barkley now has 6 games out of the 7 played, because they've played 7. They've already had their bye week. Of 100-plus scrimmage yards in 6 of the 7, he's just the 3rd Philadelphia Eagle all-time to do that. Wilbert Montgomery, some of you are old enough to remember Wilbert Montgomery, number 31 back in the 70s, early 80s, and LeSean McCoy. They got a special player in Saquon Barkley, and as long as he's healthy, that's been the issue behind that offensive line and with the threat there is around him at quarterback, at wide receiver, at tight end, when Goddard's healthy. And look, they've been injured along the offensive line. You know, they didn't have Mailata last week at left tackle. But I understand Philadelphia is a better team talent-wise. I believe that. I think they're better defensively, and I think they're really starting to come on a little bit defensively. You know, we've talked, Denton, about, you know, when they drafted last spring, Cooper DeJean is an example. They moved up, remember, in a trade with Washington and drafted Cooper DeJean. They were really trying to get faster. They were trying to get more athletic. They were slow defensively last year. I don't think there's any doubt about it. They were a slow football team on the back end last year. I think it's taken a couple of games for it to come together, but Quinyon Mitchell and DeJean and Cooper DeJean are playing good football. And so, and, you know, they've got beasts up front, obviously, in Jordan Davison and Jalen Carter. So I don't have a problem with Philadelphia being perceived as a more talented team. A 6% difference with a half game back, with, by the way, a schedule that still includes the Ravens. You know, these schedules, there's only 2 games different. You know, people always talk about, oh, they've got a last place schedule, they got a first place schedule. The difference is 2 football games out of 17. You know, you both, you know, the divisions all play each other twice. They all play the same AFC division. They all play the same 2 NFC divisions. The games that are different, actually, I'm sorry, it's 3 games. It is the 2 divisions in the NFC that you don't play. You play the team that finished in your spot, and you play another AFC team from another division where they finished in your spot. So it's 3 games difference that you have. And remember, sometimes that doesn't, you know, mean that much. Sometimes it actually works out for the team that finished higher in the standings. Washington's 3 games this year that are different from the other divisions are they played the Cardinals out of the NFC West, and they have the Titans out of the AFC South, and they have, there's one other game that is different, the Bears, the game that they just played. So the Cardinals, the Bears, and the Titans are the 3 games that are different from the other 3 NFC East teams. So 14 of the 17 games are the same. Now, Philadelphia, though, because I was looking through this, Denton, they have not played the Ravens yet. They play the Ravens on December 1st. They also didn't get the Rams at the right time, more likely than not, because they have the Rams coming up. Those are two games that are going to be difficult games for the Eagles. The Rams game is on the road. Washington's got Pittsburgh, but so does Philadelphia. Washington does have games against the Titans and the Saints, two games that Philly doesn't have. They do. Philly already played the Saints. They have games against the Titans. The only game that Washington has left on the schedule that the Eagles either don't have or haven't already played is the Titans on December 1st.
You got to split with them. At the very least, because you're playing twice, you got to split with them. And you got to win. You got to beat the Giants. You got to beat Dallas twice.
You know, I don't think you have to beat Dallas twice and the Giants twice. I think you have to beat one of the two twice. 4-2 as a division record with a split with Philadelphia, I think ends up, you know, creating the potential for an 11-win season and a division title. And the other thing, too, here is, so Philadelphia's two losses are NFC losses. Washington has an AFC loss. So right now the Eagles still play the Ravens and they still play the Steelers, but the fact that right now the tiebreaker would go to Washington in a tie, because ultimately you would get to, if the division records were tied, you'd get to the conference record. Actually, you'd get to common games first before you get to conference record, but that could be an advantage as well. Who do you like to win the division right now? We're at the halfway mark. It certainly appears to be a two-team race. I'm not really counting on the Cowboys to get back into the mix. They play the Falcons on the road this week. They're an underdog. They'll play the Eagles next week at home. They'll be an underdog. They play the Texans at home. They play Washington on the road. Their next four games, they're underdogs in. I think by the time the Cowboys get to their Thanksgiving Day game against the Giants, I mean, they're looking at who the new head coach is going to be. There's just nothing that's been impressive about them. I think it's a two-team race. Who wins the NFC East? 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. Who wins it and why? Denton, who's your pick?
If you're forcing me right now, I'd probably go Philly, just because they're healthy and Saquon Barkley is a game wrecker. You know, he is one of the very few guys. It's like him, McCaffrey, Derrick Henry, legitimate game wreckers at the running back position. I don't know that Washington matches up great with that offense now that it's healthy. So unless they start hating their head coach again, which is still very plausible in that city, I would say Philly right now gets it with 12 wins and Washington gets a wild card with 11 wins.
Who are the three losses the rest of the way to if Washington wins 11?
I would say they lose one.
Wait
to Philadelphia.
Hold on. They've got how many losses right now?
Two.
So 11 would be six losses. So you got them losing four more games. Who are they going to lose to?
No, 11, six losses? All right, maybe they win 12 games. Sorry, I'm still new to
part
this.
That's part of trying to figure out who's going to win the division. They've got two. Philly's only got two losses, too. They have one less one. Washington's got two losses. If you got them at 11-6, I mean.
So I think they lose one game to Philly. I don't think they get Philly twice. I think they lose one game to Philly.
I agree. Look, there's a chance they don't win either game against Philly.
The Pittsburgh one scares me a little bit, just because defensively.
Pittsburgh doesn't scare me at all.
They don't scare you at all? Big Tony's going to hate that.
I think that Pittsburgh is better than they've been offensively. I'd like to see what Russ can do against. They play. Who does Pittsburgh play Sunday?
They're on a bye week.
Oh, they're on a bye week.
Yeah, they're on a bye week Sunday.
Who have they played right now? He's played a game and a half that was really impressive against the Jets and the Giants. Russell Wilson.
I'm not afraid of Russ. More of the defense and Watt.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not afraid of any team that our offense has to go up against. Some will be more challenging. Pittsburgh will, no doubt. The Titans actually defensively are pretty damn good. Philly's going to be a bit of a challenge. But I'm confident offensively that we got a shot every week of putting up 27-plus and having a chance to win the game. I don't see four more losses.
I don't know if I don't. Now that
I've means I've basically
loud,
got him at 12-5.
Wins. Yeah. That Falcons game is going to be tough, though, right before New Year's.
Which one?
The Falcons game.
Yeah, it's at home. It's at home, and the home crowd, we actually have a home field advantage developing here. I could see a split with the Eagles. I could see another division loss, whether it's this Sunday. Yeah, I'm not discounting the possibility that they could lose Sunday. Or a split with the Cowboys. Although, the Cowboys better get them here because they finish at Dallas on January 5th, and that will more likely than not be a meaningless game for the Cowboys. And I could see them, you know, losing. So Eagles, another division, two division games, and, you know, whether it's the Steelers, Titans on the road against the Saints could be a different team. Derek Carr could be back. They could be healthier than they've been here recently. You don't know.
I don't know. I feel fine about that one, though.
I don't feel fine about any game because it's the NFL. You could lose any game. You could win any game. But if we're going to play this game, which is a dangerous game, I don't see four losses with how good they are offensively.
I can't tell you how much I'm rooting for Jacksonville this weekend.
So that means 12 wins and a split with Philly is probably going to be good enough for the division. So I'm picking Washington because Philly would also have to be kind of in that realm of 12-5. Philly, by the way, has not played one division game like Washington. They beat the Giants. So they still have us twice, Philly twice, and the Giants one more time. They have to play Pittsburgh at home. They got to play the Ravens on the road. They got to play the Rams on the road. So if we think they're going to split with us and maybe lose another division game, the other division game would be big. You know, you can't finish less than 4-2. You might have to go 5-1 in the division to win the tiebreaker if you split with Philly. But I could see Philly losing four games, much more so. Like, they could lose at L.A., they could lose at Baltimore. You split with Washington, and then just one more. They do have the Panthers. They have not played the Panthers yet. God, did I just say Washington's going to win 12 games?
Remember when you thought it was crazy when you
did a podcast at 10? How about if they do lose four? That's still 11.
It's still 11. I've never seen 11 wins in my lifetime.
No, you haven't. All right, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Who do you have winning the NFC?
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
See East right now and why. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, the team980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.